Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Science Unscripted. Connor here.
And Sam, filling in for Gabe.
So I hope most people are aware of the fact that having a comorbidity is a bad thing in times of COVID-19. This could be anything from being overweight to having diabetes to having an autoimmune disorder, heart ailments. All of these things can severely impact the way that COVID-19 plays out in your body.
But what if it was as simple as your blood type?
Science Unscripted.
My name is André Franke. I'm a full professor at Keele University. Recently, we published an article in the New England Journal of Medicine.
André, you and your team looked at COVID-19 patients who had severe infections, lung issues, and you found a connection between blood type and severity. What was your conclusion?
Yeah, one of the main findings we made was that people who have blood group A are at increased risk to get infected and perhaps also to develop a severe COVID-19 disease course. And on the other hand, that people with blood group O are protected from COVID-19.
So if I have blood type A compared to blood type O, how much more likely am I to have a really severe infection?
In our study, we observed that there were approximately 5 to 10% more patients who had blood group A as compared to controls. And in our study, we estimated that the risk is about 50% higher as compared to any other blood group. And for blood group O, we observed almost 50% better protection.
Wow. And what about for blood groups B and AB? Were they somewhere in the middle there?
We observed that they are neutral, so we neither saw an increased risk nor protection. However, as they are rare, we also had not the statistical power to make a full conclusive answer here.
André, what does this research mean for normal people, for our listeners out there? Does it mean you're just out of luck? I mean, I have type O blood, and so I guess I'm lucky here. Sam, I think you have...
Yeah, me too. So are we safer and don't need to worry as much, or...?
I think it doesn't change anything in the behavior. So the risk is, of course, that you overinterpret the results. It does mean you're a bit better protected, but it doesn't mean you have full protection. So you should, of course, protect yourself as usual. There are other, as I say, more important risk factors. So if you're overweight, if you're a man, and if you're over 60 years, your risk is a lot higher than when you have blood group A, for example. It just adds a bit to the other risk factors. It means we understand the disease better. So what we did here is basic research, and the targets that we identified here are ideal now for the pharmaceutical industry, for example, to develop therapies.
There's been some promotion of people to go out and give blood because blood donations haven't been happening as they normally would. For those of us who do have type O blood, is this any reason to have more incentive to go give blood, or does donating blood and blood transfusions really have nothing to do with this?
I think this is a nice side effect of our study, that people wanted to know what blood group they have and that they are maybe more motivated also now to donate blood. People who have blood group O are, of course, the more preferred blood donors because they are the universal blood donors, as we call them. There is some interesting fact that if you have blood group O, they are also supposed to be super spreaders. They may detect the virus easier if the virus comes from someone who has blood group AB or AB. So they tend to spread the virus easier.
I'm going to go full science fiction on you here. Could somebody who has type A blood have a full body blood transfusion, all their blood gets pumped out, and then you replace it with O blood, and now they're safer? Would that work medically?
No, it wouldn't. Yeah, I wouldn't comment on this.
And that was Professor André Franke. He's at the Institute of Clinical Molecular Biology at the Christian Albrechts University in Kiel, Germany. And man, Sam, what jerks we are. We are type O. We are the super spreaders of this disease who also don't get as affected by it.
But I mean, the good news is we can go donate blood and help out the medical profession right now. And they really need it, I think.
Okay. So good news for people like us out there. If you want to get in touch, we are su@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.